welcome to the What Actually Works Healthcast, empowering individuals, families and communities to get well and stay well for a lifetime. Now join your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Linda Morrison, as they share their ideas, tips and strategies to maximise your health, happiness and productivity.
A little while ago, I was at a seminar listening to a leader and a maverick in the healthcare arena, Dr. James Chestnut. Now, James has been championing the wellness lifestyle and its associated benefits for more than a decade now. And one of the things that I really love about James is the simplicity and the common sense approach of his message. And today, what I'd like to do is share one of James's metaphors. Now, let's suppose that you'd been put in charge of overseeing the health of the fish in the Yarra River, and you've recently been notified that all the fish are slowly but steadily dying. The researchers have been tracking a steady increase in fish death over the last 100 years, but note a particular jump in the last 20. Their report makes note of a significant increase in cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and even obesity. Now, the media sends the public into an outrage, and everyone is looking to you for answers. The buck stops with you. So here's the question. What's the first thing that you'd do? Over the last month, I've asked this question to many of my clients, and surprisingly, most of them have come back with the same response. The first thing they do is check the water. Check the water, I respond inquisitively. That seems so simple. How could that be the answer? What about the billion-dollar pharmaceutical companies that are knocking at your door asking for enormous grants to develop new drugs or surgeries to deal with the problem? Or the government that tells us that the problem's a lack of hospitals, doctors and nurses, and they promise if they win the next election that they'll provide a greater access to healthcare for all the fish. Now, it doesn't take long to start to see the absurdity of this metaphor and for it to become obvious. You see, for us human beings over the last 100 years, there's been a steady increase in heart disease, cancer and diabetes, and we all know about the obesity epidemic. Yet for some reason, as human beings, we look at ourselves differently than we do the fish. Why is it so obvious for us to look at the fish's environment, yet totally ignore ours? You see, every year we spend more money on drugs, more money on hospitals and more money on doctors. And yet still our health continues to spiral out of control. Now clearly the answer to our health crisis is not in more of what already hasn't worked. It's time to take a step back and look at our environment. The air we're breathing, the food we're eating and the thoughts we're thinking, or our activity levels, or perhaps our inactivity levels for that matter. Now what I'd like to do is encourage you to join us in coming healthcasts as we explore strategies to empower you to reach greater levels of health and well-being. We're going to cover topics as diverse as rest, happiness, and how to fuel your body for outrageous energy. The What Actually Works Healthcast was created to inspire and empower individuals, families, and communities through proven, simple, and effective strategies so you can live a life with greater happiness, health, and productivity.
You've been listening to Dr. Angus Pike and Linda Morrison in the What Actually Works Healthcast. Visit us on the web at whatactuallyworks.com.au or on facebook.com/whatactuallyworks. You can join the Healthcast, listen to past issues, leave your comments, suggestions and ideas. We look forward to having you back soon. In the meantime, remember, you can tell a lot by what a person takes two at a time, pills or stairs.